It's sad that nations have to raise up and maintain military forces to protect themselves, but they do. And the inevitable result of sending men and women into battle are casualties, deaths and injuries, both physical and emotional. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Pretty much every country around the globe sets aside a day to remember those sacrifices. Well, today is Memorial Day in the US, where the people of America do precisely that. A memorial is a monument or something else, like a day, today for Americans, for remembering sacrifices. It's something we all focus on for a time amidst the busyness of life, simply to remember. Which is what makes this passage of Scripture so interesting. Acts chapter 10, verses 1 to 4. In Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion of the Italian cohort, as it was called. He was a devout man who feared God with all his household. He gave alms generously to the people and prayed constantly to God. One afternoon at about 3 o'clock, he had a vision in which he clearly saw an angel of God coming in and saying to him, "Cornelius." He stared at him in terror and said, "What is it, Lord?" He answered, "Your prayers and your alms have ascended as a memorial before God." Cornelius was a godly man, a good man whose sacrifices, his prayer and what he gave to the poor, had risen up as a memorial before God. A memorial, something that God noticed, something that God remembered and focused on amidst all he had to do. Sometimes as we make sacrifices in serving God and others, it feels as though no one's noticed. No one understands the cost and the pain. But nothing could be further from the truth. Because your prayer and your alms have ascended as a memorial before God. That's His word fresh for you today. The Word of God is full of encouragement, the sort of encouragement that only God can speak into our lives. And let's face it, we all need that sort of powerful encouragement from time to time. We just do. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head across to the Media Lounge, where you'll find literally thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects, conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com.